Hunter Biden told CNN producer he expected less attention after Joe Biden elected. By Wendell Hasebo on September 28, 2023. Hunter Biden emailed the CNN producer after Joe Biden became president to share his initial expectation that allegations of wrongdoing would go away when his dad assumed office, the House Ways and Means Committee revealed Tuesday. Producer has an email from Hunter saying he expected all of this stuff to go away when his dad becomes president. An email dated September 22, 2021, and obtained by the committee, says. Producer said he is aware that a plea deal has been offered to Hunter but Hunter is not willing to accept it, the email continued. Producer is aware of a witness who was recently interviewed by our agents and FBI in Delaware. Witness told producer that he was under the impression that they were wrapping things up and just had a few basic questions to put a bow on the investigation, the email said. The email came about 3 years after now special counsel David Weiss launched his investigation into Hunter Biden for tax, gun, and FARA violations. According to the New York Times, the DOJ planned to let Hunter Biden off the hook without charges until IRS whistleblowers came forward in April. Months later, in June, the committee released IRS whistleblower allegations that reportedly caused now special counsel David Weiss to enter into a sweetheart plea deal with Hunter Biden. The IRS whistleblowers alleged that Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf refused to allow investigators to ask about Joe Biden being the big guy. That the DOJ twice prevented Weiss from bringing stronger charges against Hunter Biden. That Attorney General Merrick Garland refused to name a special counsel in the tax investigation. And that the IRS recommended charges against Hunter Biden that were not approved by Garland. IRS agent whistleblowers also told Congress that Hunter Biden failed to pay $125,000 in taxes from income received from Burisma Holdings, all while Joe Biden, upon assuming office, supercharged the IRS to catch tax cheats. A document released Wednesday by the committee also shows Wolf ordering investigators in August 2020 to remove any reference to political figure 1 from a search warrant. A document subsequently released showed that President Biden is political figure 1. As a priority, someone needs to redraft attachment B, Wolf wrote in an email. I am not sure what this is cut and pasted from but other than the attribution location and identity stuff at the end, none of it is appropriate and within the scope of this warrant. Please focus on FARA evidence only. There should be nothing about political figure 1 in here, she added. Courtesy House Ways and Means Committee. The new revelations came as the House Oversight Committee, chaired by James Comer, RKY, held its first impeachment inquiry hearing. At least 10 times, Joe Biden lied to the American people that he never spoke to his family about their business dealings, Comer said in his opening statement. He lied by telling the American people that there was an absolute wall between his official government duties and his personal life, he added. Let's be clear, there was no wall. The door was wide open to those who purchased what a business associate described as the Biden brand. Watch, President Biden did lie, McCarthy announces impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.